Greetings and God bless you, my friends and neighbors, and welcome to the Wow Factor, the word of wisdom designed to inspire, empower, and enlighten you in just a few short minutes at a time. My name is D.L. Wallace, and I am elated to be the host of this day's call, where our motto is simple: your soul will be blessed in 8 minutes or less. Our request is simple as well. Send this podcast to your coworkers, your neighbors, your loved ones, and friends so they can have some inspiration to make it through the course of their day. Let's jump right into our topic today, my friend, and that topic is simply, it's election time. It's election time. Everyone knows that this time of year is where people vote for their favorite candidates. They'll either vote Republican or Democrat, red or blue. They'll go into the ballot boxes and then they'll spend all the rest of the week talking about whether their candidate won or lost and why they did and, hey, you should have voted and, oh, this is no good. You know it. It's election time. Well, I like to submit to you that election time is not just in November, that every day we have an election. We get to choose which direction we're going to take. We get to choose the path we're going to follow. We get to choose the life we're going to live, the friends we're going to hang out with, the way we use our time. We're constantly voting. We have to make sure that we're doing the right things during these election cycles, which never end. The Bible tells us in Joshua 24 and 15 that if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose you this day who you will serve. He goes on to say, but as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Yes, my friends and neighbors, we're constantly making elections. What are you choosing? What choices are you making? Can I help you with the VOTE acronym, my friends and neighbors? The VOTE acronym are the four key elements that should guide our daily choices. Yes, my friends and neighbors, they should guide our daily choices. First of all, that V outlines the importance of choosing victory. Isn't it great to know that we serve a God that's a winner and everybody loves a winner? That's the reason why the incumbents in elections are so hard to beat, because once they've proven they can win, it's hard for someone who haven't proven they can win to win. Well, the good thing about it is in Christ, we know that we choose victory. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians 15 and 57, but thanks be to God, which gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Then we discover in 2 Corinthians 2 and 14, now thanks be unto God, which always causes us to triumph in Christ. Don't you know that God already made you win? Yes, my friends and neighbors, God has already made you win. In fact, he's already given you his endorsement. You know, in politics, when a winner candidate endorses a guy that's running, it usually boosts his level in the polls. Don't you recognize that God has endorsed you and me? He's empowered us with his Holy Spirit. He's given us the opportunity to taste and see, like the Bible says in Psalms 34 and 8, that he is good and that we're blessed by trusting in him. Yes, my friends and neighbors, the Bible even tells us whatsoever is born of God overcomes the world, and this is the victory that overcomes the world. Our faith is the victory that overcomes the world. That O in our VOTE acronym reminds us of the importance of one. You see, the best political candidates have a way of making you feel one with them. You feel like when they win, you win. They have a slogan and you call it out. They have a hat and you buy it. They have a t-shirt, you put it on. Why? Because you want to feel one with them. You want to feel as if they're connected to you. You feel some type of bond between them. Well, let me tell you something. There's no greater oneness than the oneness we have in Christ. The Bible says in John 14 and 20, at that day you shall know I am in the Father and you in me and I in you. You see, we are wrapped up and entangled up in our relationship with Christ to the extent that we are all a part of one another. The Holy Spirit dwells in me. The Word of God dwells in me. I dwell in Jesus. His Word dwells in me. We are one. Remember, the Bible says in John 17 and 21 that they may all be one, as you, Father, are in me and I am in you, that they may also be one in us. Yes, my friends and neighbors, God wants us to be one with him. Do you believe that you're connected to God? Do you feel one with him? I'm telling you, my friends and neighbors, it's the best election choice you can make, is the oneness with God, making sure that that unity that you've got with the Father, that's the key to success, my friends and neighbors. The T in our VOTE acronym reminds us of the importance of tenacity. Yes, my friends and neighbors, you know, sometimes things don't happen exactly when we expect them to happen, but they still happen. Just because they don't move at the same pace that we like them to move doesn't mean that we quit. We certainly don't quit on ourselves, and we for surely don't quit on God. Remember, the Bible tells us in Hebrews 10 and 35 that we should never cast away our confidence because it has a great reward. Then we discover in Hebrews 10:36 that we have need of patience, that after we've done the will of God, we might receive the promise. When you know that you're walking in the direction God wants you to walk, don't quit, my friends and neighbors. Show some tenacity. Do you know that Richard Nixon ran for president 3 times before he won, and Ronald Reagan ran 2 times before he won, and that Michael Jordan had played 7 years before he won his first championship? My friends, we don't have quitting on the inside of us. Plan for long-term success. Don't allow adversity to stop us. We cannot allow ourselves to be defeated by small things. The Bible tells us in 2 Timothy 2:3 that we are to endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. Yes, my friends and neighbors, quitting is not a part of the saint's DNA. We're supposed to win all the time. The Bible says, even in James 5:16, the effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man avails or accomplishes much. Yes, my friends, don't quit. Don't quit on yourself. Don't quit on your dreams. Don't quit on the confidence you have in God's ability to deliver. Last but not least, that E reminds us of the importance of empowerment. You see, the reason that we choose God every day is because his goal is to make us better. The Bible says in Romans 8:11 that we've got the ability for the same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead to dwell in us. We discover in John 15:7 that if we abide in Christ and his words abide in us, we can ask what we want and it shall be done unto us. He says greater works than what Jesus did are the works that we'll do. He says in Philippians 4:13, we can do all things through Christ that gives us strength. Remember, see, God empowers us through his Holy Spirit. He empowers us through his word. He empowers us through his wisdom. He empowers us through his encouragement. Don't you know that God has given you all the power that you need in order to operate and overcome? Yes, my friends and neighbors, you know, politicians always ask the question, are you better off now than you were years ago? That's a critical question because it relates to whether you have been empowered or not. Well, think about it. If you've been with Christ for a year, are you better off today than you were a year ago? If you've committed to him and submitted your life to him, I bet you you're better off now than you were before you did that. Your future is much brighter. Your present is much better. And yes, my friends and neighbors, we can have that vote of confidence. Listen, my friends, it's election time. Let's make the right choices and choose God. That's all the time of yours I'm going to take today. Until we talk again on tomorrow, God bless you. God bless your families, and embrace the new and improving you.